Our community connection centers on the future of healthcare in our region with a grassroots program which has successfully taken root. Mary Teresa Mazur, program director of the Northeast Pennsylvania Area Health Education Center, explains.
We are all about recruiting, training, and retaining the healthcare workforce of the future. So we do that in a variety of ways. We start with junior high and high school students with career exploration to teach them and give them opportunities to see what kind of healthcare careers are out there. With seminars and workshops, we'll bring in people in different professions and have them listen and learn from a professional, because it's not just doctors and nurses, it's occupational therapists and physical therapists and speech therapists and dental health professionals. There are so many opportunities.
What about programs for students considering going to college, higher education programs?
Our Pennsylvania Scholars Program gives promising students dedicated to their study the opportunity to learn, to do interprofessional education, to have different experiences in the healthcare fields that will carry with them when they're in the professional world. We also have a major healthcare career fair at the Viewmont Mall in October, and we invite all the school districts in our service area, which is 9 counties. In October, we had over 400 students come, and we have a significant number of vendors, colleges and healthcare providers, hospitals, and many of them have different exhibits and activities that kids could learn about the various healthcare offerings. And that's a great way for people to kind of get an overview, see what's available locally and regionally with colleges, and also what kind of careers are out there.
Mary Teresa, can you explain to us the Community Health Training Program?
This is the Pennsylvania Accredited Educational Program for community health workers to become accredited in Pennsylvania, because there's such a shortage of healthcare workers.
Yes.
By having community health workers in clinics and social service agencies, those folks can take on some of the responsibilities of making referrals for things like food insecurity, lack of transportation, needing hospice care, needing appointments with specialists. The community health worker can be that person to make referrals and take some of the stress off the RNs and the doctors in these clinics and agencies.
From your point of view, how has healthcare changed over the last 5 years?
I think we are at a real crossroads, because the Hospital and Healthcare Association of Pennsylvania reports that on average, 14% of nursing positions in Pennsylvania are unfilled. So imagine if you're one of the remaining nurses trying to fill that gap. By the end of this year, the state is going to be short 20,000 nurses. It's very, very hard to make that up. Nursing is a highly specialized training. It's a labor of love. There's no question about it. And it takes a lot of energy, a lot of empathy. And when you're working so understaffed that way, it can be a real drain on people very quickly.
COVID was a major factor in all of this happening, because many nurses who used to work maybe double shifts are now doing work for different home health agencies, giving them somewhat of a break, going to see different people on a given day. With all of the changes that have been happening with our local hospitals, there's also rural communities, too, that need good health care.
And that's a whole nother challenge that we are going to be facing. Pennsylvania is very, very rural. The cuts that have been made to Medicaid and how that will affect rural hospitals. Already in Wyoming County, Tyler Memorial years ago used to be a hospital for Wyoming County in the Tunkhannock area. That is no longer a hospital. They are having a clinic there now, and they do have services, which is a huge help. But the hospital still requires a great deal of travel. I think if you're a maternity patient in a rural area, the average travel time now to get to the hospital is about 40 minutes. And I'll tell you, if you know you're in labor, 10 minutes seems like an eternity. And it can cause significant problems. Funding for these hospitals is in jeopardy. There's just so much. So the job of AHECs is more important now than ever. There are AHECs, 7 of us in Pennsylvania, that's divided by region. So we're the Northeast. But they're all over the country. So money flows to us to bring these programs into schools, We'd also do continuing education for professionals, like mental health first aid training, training for every smoker every time, tobacco cessation. We tried to reach a lot of needs that there's nothing glitzy about us, but it's a wonderful team of people, and we work really hard at a grassroots level to try to make a difference in communities.
In speaking with some of your colleagues in other areas, I mean, especially in the rural areas, there are differences as opposed to the city. So what are some of the problems they're facing that you're trying to address?
Well, just having healthcare workers who are willing to live and work in these rural counties. One of my coworkers right now is helping medical students get residencies and do a clerkship in a rural area to see what rural life is like, to see how people are traveling great distances. In some cases, what if they're elderly and they don't drive? What if they have a neurological condition and are not allowed to drive? How do they get there? What kind of public transportation opportunities exist? Do people know they exist? So there's so much that goes into the greater challenges of a rural area. It's a different way of life than what so many of us were used to. If you are working as a healthcare professional in rural areas, you're going to treat all kinds of problems and issues. It's not going to be as specialized as in a city hospital where maybe you're just doing cardiac. You're going to get to see all health challenges because people are going to be coming in with a wide variety of things. They don't have the access to specialists that city life might provide. So it would be a terrific way to really get a vast overview of healthcare issues and healthcare challenges. But we do need to think about this, and it's everybody's problem. And it's not just the doctor that gets you back on track. The nurses need to take care of you post-procedures. Physical therapists, cardiac specialists all need to help you get back on your feet. And, you know, I'll even take it as far as psychiatrists and psychologists, because having a major cardiac event is a major risk factor for depression. It's a tremendous life event for people. You don't necessarily see it coming, but we need that interdisciplinary care team to get people back on their feet after major life events.
I know that AHEC is doing a lot to try to get people enthused and encouraging them to pursue medical careers. What are some of the newer initiatives that are appealing to some of the younger kids?
When we have the career fair, it's all over the board for what people are interested in, often in very highly specialized things like radiology and cardiology. And that is very glamorous to people because our family practice doctors, our geriatricians, the salaries are not as high. So there's a lot that we have to look at about the basic grassroots of our healthcare professions, so that we could ensure that we have people to care for the sick. And honestly, what kind of a society would we be if we run out of that?
But you're taking the steps not to make that happen, because you have a very special symposium or special core that you have been meeting with these last few years. Tell us about the impact of that project.
For the last 4 years, I've been coordinating a national health corps program here in northeastern Pennsylvania. And we had about 40 service members, volunteers, who went to serve with the National Health Corps. And we matched them at a host site for about a year of service work. And they are paid a stipend. They earn an educational grant. We had several of those service members, three, in fact, land in medical school. We have some that are looking at careers in nursing. We had one young woman get her master's in public health. And we got some people that didn't know what they wanted next in their career. It was during the pandemic. One young man graduated with a degree in hospitality at the height of the pandemic, which was very, very difficult for him. He was interested in the program, and I explained, and he was such a polite, gentle spirit. And I thought, I could see this young man relating very well with people in need who need referrals for other social services and things. Well, he did so well. He was hired by his host site. And so he's on a totally different career path now, and he's financially stable, which is so important. We also had a young woman who was a mother of four, and at the time she inquired about the program, was homeless and living in her car and driving for DoorDash. She came into our program to train as a community health worker and be part of the National Health Corps. She too was hired by the host site and has been promoted a couple times and has got her life on track. She's stable with a home. And it's not just the individual that benefits. Those kinds of life changes can make a difference for generations. And that's not anything you could read in a textbook.
What's the criteria to be accepted into the program?
We have a few absolute requirements, like over 18, a U.S. citizen or permanent resident. We interview them. We look for some sort of interest and aptitude that lets us think, yes, this person is going to do well. They want to help their community. The Community Health Worker Program teaches them about everything from HIPAA laws to how to make referrals, the social services that are available in our area. They take the mental health first aid training. They do every smoker every time. They learn about chronic illness. So it's a whole program over 12 weeks. Also then with National Health Corps, there are required trainings that they need to do. And this includes things like cultural sensitivity, diversity, equity, and inclusion. I do things like resume writing and networking and interviewing, right? Because when this program is over, they've got to find their way in the job market. And so we try to give them a head start with that as well. And we had many really go on and find a job and become much more stable. And our college graduates have the great opportunity to gain that year of experience. You know that trap that you fall in? You have the degree, but you don't have the experience, and so you can't get the job without the experience, but how do you get the experience without the job?
Exactly.
Well, National Health Corps gave some of these folks the experience they needed to get the job. We have one young lady who is trilingual. She's at Maternal and Family Health Services. She speaks, of course, her English is perfection. She also speaks Spanish, French, and French Creole. And I don't know, but I think she's going to turn into a permanent employee there. We'll just have to wait and see what happens.
Very valuable skills to
Absolutely.
Be sure.
Absolutely. I'd like to see everybody get together on one Zoom call just to compare notes and to meet everybody and talk about their experiences. And then they could all have at least a faint idea of who else was in the program, someone that they could reach out to as their career continues.
You have some amazing stories to tell, but Mary Teresa, what was the most inspiring thing for you with this job?
The most inspiring thing for me? I think the stories of the people that I worked with, watching them grow and develop, and to start in the program with this interview and be so hesitant and so unsure, and help them get into the program, and watching them blossom has been overwhelmingly inspirational for me. But you know, when you're dealing with people who are struggling with the basics for life, those social determinants of health that make the struggle even harder, to watch these people succeed, I think has been one of the highlights of my career. They're the reason why we do what we do.
Insightful thoughts of Mary Teresa Mazur, Program Director of the Northeast Pennsylvania Area Health Education Center, introducing possibilities to students and watching them succeed. For WVIA's Community Connection, I'm Lisa Mazzarella.